FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The incident's police boss Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has praised detectives who took down a notorious Durban gang leader. He says the most wanted suspect headed up the West Gang, which has been terrorizing the communities of Inanda and KwaMashu. Mkhwanazi says officers received a tip-off yesterday and tailed the crime boss and two others who'd reportedly driven to Mhlanga to collect drugs. It was a shootout later with police in Cottonlands in Verulam, and two people, including the 22-year-old gang leader, were killed. Mkhwanazi was speaking to reporters from the scene yesterday.
The police have been tracking this suspect since in the morning. He's the feared leader of the West Gang, which is made up of young men, who was wanted in more than 20 cases and is alleged to have killed over 10 people alone. There are also other crimes his gang members have been linked to. I think a lot of families in Inanda and KwaMashu will be relieved now that he has been found, and the hope is that criminal activity will decrease, but they are still looking for other members of the gang.
KZN Education has promised a thorough investigation into claims that children at a school in Maritzburg were served rotten food. Parents of the boarders at Peter Maritzburg Girls High were outraged when they were sent photos recently of what appeared to be moldy sandwiches. They wrote a letter to the department. Spokesperson Muzi Mahlambi says they've already sent inspectors to meet with the school service providers.
From yesterday, the situation has changed, but we are still going to do a thorough investigation as to what would have led to such allegations, because they are quite disturbing. But we are very much happy that when this matter was brought to their attention, they were quick to take actions that were corrective.
Now, the school's governing body has said in a statement that it's met with the senior management of the catering team, and they've been asked to conduct a thorough investigation. An armed rebel group, the M23, has announced plans to stage a march for liberation to Kinshasa. The Rwandan-backed fighters have been on the move in the DRC Congo's eastern region, where the group claims to have captured most of Goma City. It's been engaged in bloody battles that have led to the deaths of 13 South African peacekeepers. The head of a coalition of groups, including the M23, says they plan on establishing humanitarian corridors soon. Meanwhile, Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi has pledged to continue fighting against those he calls terrorists. A recap of our lead story. KZN police boss Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has praised detectives who took down a notorious Durban gang leader. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.